Right, so in this first video on how to rank YouTube videos, I'm gonna go over a case study that I've developed and that I rank for this video on how to make a Wikipedia page. So if you type it on YouTube, how to make a Wikipedia page or create a Wikipedia page, I rank first with almost 70,000 views above this video posted 8 years ago with 500,000 views. I rank above all these people, above this one, right? So it is not by mistake, it is by doing SEO to it. So I'm going to show you exactly how I did it, how I rank for, how to make a Wikipedia page, how to create a Wikipedia page. This number here is the where it ranks, making a Wikipedia page, creating a Wikipedia page. So Wikipedia page tutorial, I rank for all these terms related to the search intent, creating a Wikipedia page, right? It's hard, but it's possible. Now, first things first, before I dive into the technical things, and we're going to have videos solely on doing the technicalities. Remember, YouTube is a search engine. Remember, people want to click on videos to learn and get the information right off the bat, right? You want to hook them, right? You want to hook them with a video. But the first thing is look for gaps in the marketplace, right? For Wikipedia, for example, all the tutorials were old and not straight to the point. So any of these you create, you clicked here, for example, this one, they take so long to get to the point. And myself on mine, I do take longer than I wanted. And you see that in the analytics. If I go here, just off a tangent here and type in here, Wikipedia, sorry, I'll show you what I mean by this. You can see clearly by the analytics where people bounce off. So this is the watch time, right? The retention. You can see that people, this spikes essentially means that people are watching the intro, watching the video, right? And they just click here. Okay, give me where does it start? Okay, it starts around here, right? That's where people start saying. So I ramble for about a minute, right? Which is not ideal. And I noticed that I didn't do the best job with it, but all these guys rambled for much, much longer, right? So look for gaps in the market. First things first, before I again dive into anything technical, is to go straight to the point. That's the whole thing about YouTube. Even with Google, if you're writing an article for Google, you want to give the user the information as fast as possible, right? Pretty straightforward, pretty simple. You already know that, but do that, right? And now I'll give you here a lowdown on how the optimization works. And again, I'll have videos fully on this, get a bit more in depth, but as an overview, this first video is supposed to be an overview. There's on-page and off-page for videos, right? So you only focus on this after you have a proper thumbnail, right? A thumbnail where people want to click, like, because like I said, this is a search engine. Make sure that your thumbnail is enticing. That's just like on Google, right? That your meta title and meta descriptions need to be enticing. Here you have one extra step, right? You have the meta description. Let's call it this, the description, sorry, this here. You have the meta title, right? How to make a Wikipedia page, step-by-step tutorial. Make sure that these are enticing to click on. You need to increase, need to do this properly, just like on Google. Think YouTube as Google as well. Think of YouTube as like a search engine, because it is a search engine. You want to make sure that these are enticing to click. Just on Google, when you type in a search, you not necessarily click the first one. You might click the first one, but if the second meta title is more enticing, you might click on the second one. So this is super, super important, right? So meta title, meta description, and the thumbnail as well, right? Super, super, super important, right? Again, this one pops up a bit more. It is blue. This one is orange. It has my face in it. Thumbnails with faces tend to get more clicks. That's why you should put the face on it, because our eyes are drawn to people's faces. That's just how human nature works. So add a face in it, super, super important. So after you have all that, right, then you can start focusing on the on-page of it, right? Now, what's the on-page of it? Simply explain, again, I'll dive deep into this in the next video, but it is, first things first is, after, of course, you have your keyword, in this case, your main keyword, I don't know, for this one would be how to make a Wikipedia page. We want to make sure the thumbnail file name, so the .png file name, right, .png, that's PNG, that you upload to YouTube as your thumbnail is the keyword name. So how to make a Wikipedia page .png, right? Now the video file name as well, don't upload the video named abc2123.mp4, right? Make sure it is your keyword .mp4, right? Super straightforward, but it's these little things, right? All these little things by themselves, they won't do nothing, but if you add them all up together, they do something, right? It's all about these little small optimizations. Now in terms of off-page SEO, video embeds, it's super important, right? Again, I'll dive deeper into how you can do this, but essentially it is going to a website, one you own or not, having an article and then a video embed in there. Now I'll go over exactly how you should do this, because there are some nuances to it, but embedding a video on the site, super important, right? Then engagement, likes, comments, shares. Now this, ideally you have them organically, replying to every comment, liking every comment, but you can also buy these on marketplaces. Just type in buy YouTube comments, buy YouTube like, buy YouTube shares. Careful with this, but of course, engagement does work, shares do work, because if Google sees, this video is getting a ton of likes, ton of engagement, and a social sharing, people are enjoying it, maybe we should rank it higher. Just like social signals work, and we have a video on this, solely on social signals for websites, they also work for videos, right? Social, the social economy, the shares, the likes, comments, the engagement does boost videos up in the rankings. And then link building, here you can go very, very aggressive. Again, we have in the next video, I'll go over exactly how you can do this. But link building, you can just do exact match anchors, right? Just do how to make a Wikipedia page, how to create a Wikipedia page, right? Go exact match, because it is very hard or even impossible to get penalized on YouTube. I've never been penalized on YouTube. I never heard of anyone being penalized on there, because there are less stricter guidelines when it comes to YouTube. So you can use and abuse other systems and build links directly to it with direct anchor text, exact match anchors, which is something that you'd never do or not often do on Google, right? Now, optimizations, pretty straightforward, pretty quick. In terms of the video, right? In terms of this, when you click here, let's just wait for the Zapier ad to finish. You want to make sure to front load the keyword in the title, right? That's what I do here. It's how to make a Wikipedia page. It's the first thing, right? The keyword is the first thing we see here, right? How to make a Wikipedia page. Don't do here's or step-by-step tutorial on how to make a Wikipedia page. So the other way around, that wouldn't make sense. So if you want to include step-by-step tutorial, do it after, right? But front load your keyword in the title when possible, and ideally every time. Then front load your keyword in the first line of the description, which is what I do here. I mean, in this case, I have a call to action to a service to have someone create a Wikipedia page for you, but it is the second line, right? It's this step-by-step tutorial on how to create a Wikipedia page. And you can change things around, but just make sure that it is one of the first keywords you include on your description. In this case, I did the step-by-step tutorial first and then just the Wikipedia page keyword, how to make the Wikipedia page after, but it's still up top in the description, right? Again, anyone can create a Wikipedia page, talking about Wikipedia page here again, and hopefully after watching this tutorial, you'll be able to do it, right? Add correlated keywords in the description, right? So keywords that are in line with what you're doing. So Wikipedia page, get a Wikipedia page, step-by-step on make a Wikipedia page. I don't have many here. I mean, I have it down here. I sprinkle in here all these keywords you see here. Most of them are sprinkled, not only in the tags, but also in the description, right? So that's a very big one. In this case, this is a tutorial video, so I essentially converted the tutorial, the 10-minute tutorial, into a written tutorial, which does help, gives it context, right? It has a step-by-step and allows me to sprinkle in my keywords in the description, right? If it's a location-based video, you can add location inside of YouTube settings, pretty straightforward. Then very big one, adding subtitles, right? Including the keywords in your first 15 seconds. So speak the keywords. So if this is a video, I think I do talk about this here. Let's go over in this video. I'm going to give Excel can create a Wikipedia page, right? So in the first 3 seconds of the video, I speak these words, right? In this video, I'm going to go over how to create a Wikipedia page from scratch. So again, I'm speaking the words, right? I'm speaking them out of my mouth. So the keywords are in the title, first thing in the title. They're the first thing or second thing in the description. There's the first thing I say, create a Wikipedia page when I'm talking it. They're the first thing, in the captions. So they're everywhere. They're sprinkling throughout the description. They're everywhere, right? They're everywhere. Then what you can do then after the on page is done, you can build links to it again with the exact match anchors. But again, we'll have a video solely on that, on how to do it exactly. But you should be building GSA links or maybe PBN links, PBN site embeds, niche edits, etc. All the link types you can build, just blast them through your YouTube video. And what happens is most times videos will rank up to page 2 on Google, and they will only rank on page 1 only, I mean, most times, if they're showing up on YouTube. So your videos are going to rank on page 2. If they're ranking on YouTube, they'll show up on page 1. This is what happens most times, but just know that this doesn't happen every single time. Essentially, that's how you do it, right? Again, we're going to have more videos on this, but the key takeaways I want you to take away from this is don't just focus on these little optimizations, right? This is very important. The description is very important, right? The tags you put in are very important, right? All this is very important, but more important than that, which is something that you cannot live without, is the actual video, right? Having a proper thumbnail, jumping straight to the point, letting them know what you're going to add, right? Improving the user experience, right? because you want them to stick around and watch the whole video, right? Adding chapters, right? Adding chapters is a great way to increase viewer rate, right? So all these little things do add up, right? It is not just about the technical stuff. It isn't just about building links, getting the on-page right, getting the technical SEO right. It's about all of this thing, adding timestamps, having the thumbnail, going straight to the point. And I'm repeating myself, but this is very, very important because you will not succeed. You will not get these many views and rank videos first if you don't do all these ones, this stuff, right? So again, this is just a video overview on how to get started with YouTube SEO. And we'll dive deeper into how the other stuff works in the next ones.